Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
First up today, I want to talk about a girl called Amy Richards. Now, Amy can't remember sitting her first English Leaving Cert exam on June the 5th last, only a few short weeks ago, but she's no memory of it. She'd undergone surgery after her appendix ruptured and gangrenous just hours earlier. The 18-year-old slept for 3 hours following the surgery at Wexford General Hospital before her mother, at Amy's own request, woke her at 7:30 in the morning so that she could get some final cramming in just before her exam was due to begin. Now, at 9:30 a.m., she sat down that morning in one of the hospital dinner rooms, picked up her pencil and began writing to start her English Paper 1. Amy had first visited the doctor with a pain in her abdomen about a week or so before the state exams. As I'm sure you can imagine, she was kind of told not to worry. She was probably suffering the symptoms of stress in the lead up to her exams, possibly irritable bowel syndrome. But a few days later, she had to go back to her GP, who immediately sent her to hospital and to the emergency department. And when the severity of their daughter's condition became clear, her parents contacted her school and also the State Examinations Commission, asking whether Amy could reschedule to sit the exams in July. You may remember a few weeks ago, the State Examinations Commission announced a pilot project whereby students who had maybe suffered a bereavement in their family in the run-up to the state exams could sit their papers in July instead. However, Amy's family's request for her to be allowed to do that was refused. Now, in a letter printed in the Irish Times today, Amy calls on the government to end what she called the unjust and archaic examination system, arguing that students who face a medical emergency should be allowed to defer their exams along the lines of the scheme brought in for bereaved students as well. A Department of Education spokesperson says the new pilot scheme was introduced to allow Leaving Cert students who suffer a close family bereavement during the exams to sit their papers. But any extension of that would need to take into account the difficult life circumstances some students encounter during exam time. But also, it would have to be fair to the majority of other students who sit exams to maintain the integrity of the examinations process. A spokesperson for the State Examinations Commission has also said that it is scheduled to undertake a comprehensive review of how best to support students experiencing all forms of trauma and adversity at exam time. But that was absolutely no help to Amy Richards, who joins me on the line now. Amy, thank you for joining us on the Niall Boylan Show today.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Let me first start by asking you, how are you now?
Oh, I'm much better. I'm recovering now. Definitely recovered.
But it sounds like you had something of an arduous ordeal. Symptoms, as we said, started off and maybe were being poo-pooed a little as just nerves.
Yeah, it was in the back of my mind thinking, oh, it could just be stress. But I just had this inkling feeling that it wasn't, because I've never had a pain like that before. So I was quite surprised when I went to the GP and I was told it was stress. I still kind of, not that I didn't trust them, but I just had this little inclination that it wasn't. But my condition just kind of worsened over the next few days, and I was brought back in then on Tuesday and sent straight back to the hospital.
And of course, as everybody who's ever sat a state exam knows, they always start on a Wednesday. So this is the Tuesday. This is the night before your exams.
Exactly.
How did you feel when the staff in the emergency department in Wexford General told you that you had a ruptured appendix and you needed surgery straight away?
Actually, they didn't really know what was wrong with me initially. I kind of had two teams of doctors looking after me. And one team were certain, like, yes, this is appendicitis. And the other team were like, no, definitely not. Because the only symptom I really had was this pain in my lower right-hand side. But I wasn't vomiting. I didn't have a high temperature. So when the surgeon met my mum, he said, look, I'm going to go in and there might not be anything wrong. And if not, we'll just come out straight away. So it wasn't until the next morning that I learned from my mum that my appendix had ruptured approximately 5 days before I was sent into hospital, that I had gangrene and that I had abscess and a blood infection as well. So it was a lot more serious than I ever thought it would have been, because at the time I didn't really care about my health. I was more concerned with the exams because I'd been working so hard for them and I was relying on them so much.
Now, I would imagine that most teenagers in that situation would be obviously, as you say, concerned about their health, first and foremost, maybe if they had a scar that was going to interfere with them hitting the beach in a bikini later on in summer, but not you. Obviously, your leaving cert is literally due to start within hours. So what stage did your family realise we need to get in touch with the school and see what we can sort out here?
So my dad was on the phone with the State Examinations Commission Tuesday afternoon when I was in the emergency department. And he brought up the new provision for the bereaved students, and although I wasn't bereaved, he made the request that I'd be able to defer my exams until July, not even the whole leaving cert, just the ones that I'd be in the hospital for. And he was given two options, that I could either forfeit English, which would automatically rule me out from university because English is the minimum entry requirement for at least all the courses that I want to do, or I could sit the exam at 9:30 with the rest of the country. So the decision was put down to me, and I decided myself that I wanted to sit the exam at 9:30 because I couldn't bear the thought of repeating.
You're clearly very driven, Amy. What is it you want to do? What do you have your hopes pinned on for third level?
I'm hoping for medicine. So it's kind of ironic that I started my journey on the hospital bed, but I'll get there eventually.
I dare say that if you do get medicine and you do qualify, at least you'll have a good bedside manner in the future. You'll be able to empathise with your patients. But obviously, if you're doing medicine, you've put blood, sweat and tears into this for years. So the thoughts of actually having to forfeit, and that would have involved automatically having to repeat. There were no other options presented to you. It's either do the exam, although you've got an IV drip hanging onto you and we're going to have to interrupt you every couple of hours for your blood pressure and your vital signs.
Exactly.
Or that's it, you go back and you have to repeat 6 years.
Exactly, and there's no option in the leaving cert to kind of carry over subjects. So even if I had been given the option to repeat English next year and do all my other subjects now, that's not in place. And also for admission into medicine, you have to sit the HPAT exam, which I did in February. Mm. But you can't carry the results for that over, so I automatically would have had to resit that as well. And I would have had to have learnt two new syllabus. I'd have English syllabus changes every single year, so I would have to have learned 2 year syllabus in less than a year. And the music syllabus is changing this year as well. So it's not as simple as a lot of people are saying, she can just resit. No, there's a lot more to it.
Really, you had no choice. Although there was technically a choice, it wasn't a choice anyone's going to want to take.
No, exactly. And it was a tough decision, but I felt like that was right for me. And I just wanted to get it over with. I just couldn't bear the thoughts of having to spend another year working so hard.
And tell us about the actual exam then. So somebody was sent in to supervise you as if you were in the exam centre.
Exactly.
The paper is presented to you and you can only turn it over at a certain time. But you were clearly in a lot of pain. You must have been taking pain medication. As I already said, you had an IV drip with antibiotics.
Yeah, exactly. So I sat the exam with an oxygen tube in my nose. I had a drip in both my arm and in my hand. Luckily, it was in my left arm. They took the ones out of my right arm so that I'd be able to write more comfortably. The nurses would come in at 20-minute or half an hour intervals to give me painkillers, injections, anti-nausea medication, because the nausea was actually probably worse than the pain because it was all that I could concentrate on. I just had this suffocating feeling of nausea. I had to sit 3 exams in the hospital, and 2 out of the 3 I actually couldn't complete the exam because I ended up on the floor in the bathroom being ill. That was horrible. So it was really hard to concentrate, obviously, because of both the pain, the nausea, and just being heavily medicated. It doesn't make it easy.
No, absolutely not. Far from it. And look, I mean, my son did his junior cert this year. Everyone always comes out for the exams and ruminates with their friends over how they did. A, you didn't have any friends to bounce off and compare notes, but B, like how you must have felt absolutely awful. You must have really been doubting yourself, your abilities. Do you even remember what you wrote for answers? Do you remember the questions?
I remember the essay, like the composition for paper one, because the title was just perfect for me. It was a place that shaped you or like defined you as a person. So I was able to write about the hospital. And so that was good, but I couldn't, I can't remember what the comprehension or anything was about. I don't know what I wrote, if it was absolute gibberish, if it made any sense whatsoever. So after the exams, I pretty much fell asleep straight away. It's so draining. Like, I know English paper 2 is 3 hours, 20 minutes. And then when you add on all my medical interventions, my exam was close to 4 hours long. And when you've just had an operation and it's so uncomfortable to sit, let alone lie down, to sit down without any break for that long, it's absolutely exhausting. But I was lucky enough that loads of my friends will come in to visit me after the exam. So I really appreciate that they take time out of their own studies to come visit me.
And how do you feel about the response the State Examinations Commission gave to your parents? How do you feel now, having had to undergo that entire ordeal? I can only presume your head must be spinning, wondering how the hell you're going to do when it comes to results day. And because you've got a lot at stake on this, you know, you want a medical career. Obviously, the points race for medicine is extremely tough. So the pressure's really on.
Exactly. It's just kind of difficult to comprehend how anybody would think it's right to let someone as sick as me or as sick as other people, because I know I'm not the first to have done an exam from their hospital room. It's just difficult to understand how they could think that it's okay to let someone in my situation sit an exam. And I've no idea how I got on. Like, I guess it just comes down to the day in August. I could get a shock in a good way or a bad way. It's just difficult to predict.
You used the word inhuman in the fabulous, very articulate piece you wrote in the Irish Times this morning, in the Letter this morning. And it does seem inhuman. It seems like it was a decision made with no empathy and no cognizance at all of the human story behind it.
Exactly. Like, I feel like in our education system, everybody's just reduced to a number. Like, you don't really think about the person that's actually sitting the exam or even their family. Like, the stress that not only I had to go through but my parents had to go through in the 3 weeks of my leaving cert was absolutely ridiculous, and as so many other people have gone through, because I'm not the first person to. So that's why I wanted to raise the issue, because I feel like nothing's been done about it, and I don't want anybody else in the future to have to go through what I've gone through. It's so unfair when you've dedicated your life for 2 years to such an important exam just to be told, well, you can resit next year, because it's not that simple.
Clearly not. We asked the State Examinations Commission, Amy, for a response. We told them we were going to be speaking to you today. I'm going to read you some of the very lengthy response that they've given to us. They start off by saying that they can't comment on individual cases. So that's their starting point. But they say that the extension announced by the SEC this year to the emergency provisions of the scheme of reasonable accommodations for examinations was an interim pilot measure. Now, this is the measure that was used in connection with bereavement with students. And we became aware last year of a high profile case of a young woman who had to sit her leaving cert exam a day or so after her mother had passed away. So they're saying that on foot of that, they've launched this pilot scheme. They say it's acknowledged that students experience other forms of trauma and adversity, such as serious illness, around the time of the Leaving Cert exams. The issues arising here are complex, they say, and must be balanced against the absolute need to maintain integrity and public confidence in the examinations system. The SEC will be undertaking, they say, a comprehensive review of the broader issue of how best to support students experiencing all forms of trauma and adversity at exam time. And these consultations will include a review of the operation of the pilot interim scheme, and they say that's going to get underway in early autumn. They add every possible effort is made by the SEC to accommodate candidates who experience accidents, illnesses or other trauma immediately before or during the examinations. In cases of illness, there are arrangements that can be made between the SEC and the school. These include arrangements for special sittings in venues such as hospitals or for access to a small shared examination centre in the school, supervised rest breaks during exams and alterations to the published timetable, as long as the exam is taken on the date scheduled on the June timetable. They say the arrangements are worked out between the SEC, school authorities, students and their parents, with the focus on the best interest of an ill or injured student. Amy, I'm very interested in your response to that, particularly the last part
where they say that the
situations are worked out when the best interests of students and their parents.
First of all, I don't understand how a student's best interest is to allow them to sit from a hostel bed. Like, I think that sentence is just unbelievable, that it's a special accommodation to allow a child that's sick in hostel to sit an exam. Like, it's ludicrous. Like, it's difficult to understand that sentence. Like, I don't understand how that's a special provision. Like, you're given the opportunity to sit from a hostel bed. Like, I don't get it. And I think also my mum pleaded with the school who were liaising with the State Examinations Commission to give me 2 hours to sleep off the effects of general anaesthetic, because I was only brought to my ward at 4 a.m, but that wasn't an option. I was told that I had to begin at 9:30 with the rest of the country, so I don't think there's really a provision for to change the timetable. I just think that there should be the option to give them the day, like give them a later date to defer the exam. 24 hours after general anaesthetic, you're not allowed to drive, let alone you shouldn't be allowed to sit an exam. So I just don't think it's a sufficient provision for sick students. There should be something else offered.
Amy, what is your message today to the Minister for Education and the government? At the end of the day, the State Examinations Commission is an independent body, and obviously it has to be that way because it can't be politicised in any way. That said, we have a government, we have a Minister for Education. What's your message to him?
I just want people to have some empathy and just to think, like, if it was your son and your daughter extremely ill, the last thing you'd want to do is let them sit in an exam. There should be something offered for seriously ill children. Like, I'm not talking about someone with a cold. Like, although, yeah, you're not going to perform your best, you're not in hospital and you haven't undergone a very important surgery just hours before. There should be, if they're making a second paper, who's to say that people in a medical emergency shouldn't be allowed to sit that paper at a later date? I just hope that in the future no other student will have to go through what I've gone through over the last few weeks. It's been mentally and physically just exhausting.
Amy, all we can do is wish you the very best, and let's hope that when it gets to results day that you actually get an unexpected surprise. The fact is you've put in an awful lot of work, and I'd say that that will come through for you in the end. Maybe keep in touch with us and let us know how you get on exam day, will you?
Definitely, and thank you for having me.
Thanks very much for talking to us today and sharing your story, Amy Richards there. Oh my God, my heart is torn in two. Imagine if that was your child and how you would feel. Firstly, you've gone through the trauma of them having a life-threatening illness in actual fact, because a ruptured appendix is something that can kill you. As Amy's outlined, she had it for around 5 days. She's worked so hard. It's very clear. She's very driven. She wants to have a career in medicine, ironically. And she ends up having to sit her Leaving Cert exams, or some of them, literally hours after having a general anaesthetic. As you heard Amy say herself there, you're not supposed to drive for 24 hours after an anaesthetic. And yet the State Examinations Commission seems to think, or deemed in this case at least, that it was okay for her to sit high stakes exams. Our children hear nothing from their whole time that they probably leave primary school, that the Leaving Cert is so important, that it defines their life. And for this to happen to an 18-year-old is just beyond words, really, in my opinion.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.